Following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Wanting to change your life? Now is the time. Learn to modify beliefs and clear thought patterns that no longer serve you. Welcome to All About You with your host, Dorian Light, as she teaches and helps you to shift, change, and heal your life. Now, here is Dorian Light.
Welcome, welcome, every one of you. Welcome to All About You. I'm Dorian Light, and as usual, I'm really happy to be with you today. I'm really excited. I have a very special guest to introduce to you tonight. But before I do, I always like to remind you of what we did last week. Now, last week, I used three of the very powerful light cards to create some shifts in your subconscious programs and patterns, as well as open and activate new levels of awareness. So if you didn't get to hear it, go back and listen to the archives, or you can download it free off of iTunes. It was a very powerful show. And remember that this work knows no time and space. So even if you're listening to an archive, it's going to work just as well, if not if you were listening to it live. So real quickly, before we begin the show, I'm just so excited to announce that we've started posting information on my website at www.dorianlight.com about the Powerful Goddess event that the universe told me that I had to have this spring here in Orlando. It's May 29th through the 31st. So stay tuned. I'll be giving some more information at that at the end of the show. But right now, it's really my honor and my privilege to introduce my guest, Lorraine Gailey. Lorraine Ellis Gailey is a former television and radio journalist and media host of Healing Conversations. Healing Conversations is a free online radio show of healing, mind-opening, consciousness-expanding conversations featuring today's leading new paradigm thinkers, healers, and spiritual teachers. Her website, acoustichealth.com, also features online healing retreats with spiritual teachers and healers from around the world who share their ancient and newly channeled healing techniques. And I am so, so honored to have Lorraine on the show today. Welcome, Lorraine.
Oh, welcome, Dorian. I'm so honored to be here with you. You are one of those spiritual teachers at acoustichealth.com. Thank you for having me.
Oh, and I love co-creating with you. Now, in fact, that's one reason why I wanted to have you on. This Sunday, February 9th, Lorraine and I are co-creating a second event. We had one before, I think, in November, and it's another powerful healing retreat. So I thought it would really be a good idea to have her on the show tonight before the event. I think we had that one in November, didn't we, Lorraine? It was, I think, sometime in November. Yeah.
I had to go back and look at that because talk about shifts, even in my own life. Wow, amazing.
I know, isn't it crazy? Well, anyway, you were so gracious. I was supposed to take 2 hours of your time and I took three, breaking poverty consciousness. And you were so gracious just to let me keep rattling on. But you know what I found out? A lot of my listeners and my clients had never been introduced to you or your work. And I thought, oh my gosh, we've got to let everybody know about what powerful work you're doing and how you're giving so many spiritual healers and teachers an opportunity to share their wisdom and their knowledge. And so I wanted to give you an opportunity tonight to tell listeners a little bit about yourself, about the work you're doing, and kind of how you got to this place in your journey.
Oh, well, thank you. My journey is, you know, it wasn't easy, and it was really all about healing myself that led me here.
I know
but
about
really
that, girl.
Gosh, I guess a few years ago, we remember the oil volcano, let's call it, happening in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah.
And at the time I was getting into, you know, this was before 2012, and lots of people were waking up there, and I'd say my whole life I was waking up and just realizing, you know, as a little kid, that doesn't seem right. Why is it that way? And then as a young girl, I wanted to sing, and then realized I don't really sing that well. So I channeled that into journalism, thinking, oh, someday this will be important. And really what happened is I did go into journalism and the television and radio world and saw huge, huge egos there. But that's okay, because that was my lesson for me. So when I left that industry after, gosh, just over a decade in it, I knew someday I would come back to it, not knowing when I would do that. Mm-hmm. Well, through another decade or so that passed, here we are with the Gulf oil volcano, and my heart was heavy, heavy, heavy.
Yes.
And I was driving in my car in the mountains, foothills of Boulder, Colorado, and asking the universe, what can I do? I want to do something. I give you my spirit. I give you my work. What can I do? And I heard one word, webinars. And at first it was like, wait, what? How can I do a webinar to save the world? And I just kept hearing that word over and over, webinars. And so now here we are a few years later, and it was just a process of following, using the skills that I had in a way that made my heart sing, and that was through interviewing people. And then it just unfolded with one foot in front of the other to do online healing retreats, which was interesting enough about, gosh, oh, I'd say 8 years earlier, even before the volcano, I had put out an idea came to me, and I know it came to a lot of other light workers and healers at the same time. A healing center, a healing spa,
yes,
something like that. So I wrote that down on a piece of paper, and it is still on my bulletin board in my office. But I realize now that that's what these webinars are. It's a place for us to come and heal ourselves on many levels. Because, you know, this world has beaten us up a little bit.
Oh, yeah, and more than a little bit, huh?
I was talking with my husband the other day, and he's proud of his family. He's one of six kids. He grew up with parents loving those kids from the get-go, lots of love and support. And we were chatting, and I go, wow, you know how fortunate you are to be one of those kids that comes in to our beautiful planet with all that love and support. You're so much more ahead, leaps and bounds ahead of so many other people. And it's those children that, I'm going to try not to cry here, it's those children that don't receive that love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we see these problems reflected in our world today.
Right.
So with the work that you do, this is why this is so important, because it is beautiful to have technology that allows us to create this healing spa over the ethers, over our technology, our airwaves.
Yes, and connect with people from all over the world doing all kinds of work. And, you know, I really understand that about what you're saying with the children, because I work a lot with the wounded child, and we all carry. In fact, that's the CD I haven't re-released yet, but it's about the wounded child. We all carry a little child within us that is in some respect wounded. Now, it doesn't mean that we have to be, have had abuse or, you know, beating or sexual abuse or anything like that, but there's a child in there that didn't get their needs met. They might have not gotten the love that they needed or the attention that they needed or the recognition or validation. And we carry that child within us. And then the child, as we get older, We think, okay, I'm in control, I'm the adult, but we don't realize that of the two, the child is ruling the roost. It's not the adult. So it's that child that we have to, you know, dig deep in, you know, with and start healing. But you know, Loren, I had somebody ask me one time that said, why do you think you've had such a horrible life, not horrible, just challenging life? And I said, well, you know, they say some of the best healers on the planet are the wounded and broken because we've walked through it. We've walked through it and we can identify with those that we work with to help them. We have the sympathy, the empathy, the compassion, like you with the tears, the heart that we carry with us. And it just brings us forward to where we are today. And I'm so glad you're taking this journey with me. I'm so glad.
Yes, you know, we chose it. We did choose it. You know, if you asked me even 4 years ago if I had chosen my family with the diversity of children, the stepfather, the mother that was subservient, and all of it, the wife beating when we were younger, if you would have asked me, did I choose that years ago, I would have been like, how in the world would I have chosen that? But now, having lost those, actually three parents, mom, dad, stepdad, within 18 months, mom, stepdad, that first foundation, within 3 months of each other in 2010, and I saw fours all over the place. Talk about foundation, new foundation. I just realized there was a huge healing for me. And, you know, why we kick ourselves or in hindsight look back at, wow, that's beautiful that we could recognize this awareness that, yes, I did choose this family. And I can look back at experiences and know exactly why I react in a certain way as an adult here in this life.
Yes.
And we were talking earlier about, like, the holidays. And so, for me, the holidays have a lot of the family programming. For my family, that was the only time that love could really be shown through excessive gifts. So when we go through these holidays now without that, when my parents passed, what an incredible healing. It's hard to articulate, but I didn't realize at first. It took me about a year to realize that I had a Love Hurts program within me. And it was only when I was sitting in an online healing retreat with someone that I realized, oh, wow, there's that wounded child or that aspect. So it's these abilities that allow, these experiences that allow us to heal, our awareness of those relationships and our insecurity in the relationships that make us react in other relationships. And so I know it may sound esoteric what I'm speaking here, but I've always felt that relationships, more than anything, more than money, relationships are key in our life. And so that's really what I've had to do with the closest members of my family, is just kind of like fix the hologram on our relationship.
Right, yes.
And that in itself was healing. So quite a journey, but you know, we chose it, and
yes.
I don't think there's any, I think that the lessons we have with our most close family, gosh, those are the greatest. Those are the greatest lessons of love. And in my case, I'm working on my book, and at first it was like, why in the world would anyone want to know about that horrible story?
Yeah.
But when, excuse me here, because I strongly feel that we don't want to bang the drum.
Right, yes.
But what we can do is, if we can show someone that they are the master and that, yes, mm-hmm. we choose this, then are we ready to be the masters? Yes. Are we ready to take responsibility for everything that happens? Yes. And so I stand tall, shoulders back, and feel so much more empowered because of even just the past few years. And so that's why if other people can learn from that, oh, that's the greatest thing that we can offer.
Absolutely. Learn from it and also know that someone else has gone through it. You know, sometimes people just need to identify with someone else. And there's so many people that, like you said, are walking through those relationship wounds that we've had since children. I mean, like you said, that's one of the biggest gifts we have are our relationships that help us to learn and grow and teach us and push our buttons and help us to evolve and examine ourselves to see, wow, you know, to really look at ourselves. And that's hard to do. It is. And, you know, for most people, it's very hard to look at themselves and be honest with themselves and to read a book of someone who's written in that sense and said, I had to take a hard look at myself and I had to look at the relationships and what caused my internal woundedness and identify with it. You know, just the identification is healing, don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
And in my, yeah, you know, and so it's called Chronicles of Love.
Oh, nice.
It's really not easy, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a lifetime of lessons.
Right.
And actually, this has gone on in so many past lives. But at least in this life, my stepdad and I chose to come in as the greatest adversaries because of past lives that we had. I know them all. Actually, I can't say I know them all, but I know the ones where, yeah, I hurt him from such an aloof type attitude, as well as, yeah, he mm-hmm. hurt me. He killed me.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it's just interesting to see where these behaviors and attitudes come from. We may not think in one lifetime that our aloof, snooty attitude would have an effect on someone, but yeah, it's kind of interesting because in this particular case, it caused him to shrivel up and die because there was a lack of love.
Right.
So it's all really interesting, and wow, past lives, that's
amazing, yeah.
Huh?
It really is. And, you know, that's one of my big things. You know, I studied personally with Dr. Brian Weiss, and he's the one, he and his wife, Carol, encouraged me to go on and become a full-blown hypnotherapist and do the inner child work as well. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand that. They say to me, I don't want to know about my past lives. I want to know about my future. And all I can say is, well, if you knew about your past lives, you'd know about your present and your future. Because, you know, they say 90% of our stuff that we're dealing with in this lifetime is from past lives. And from working with thousands of people all over the planet, I can honestly say I truly believe that. So it really is fascinating, the dynamics that we carry from lifetime to lifetime. And it's really not to be a victim. It's really to say, okay, I'll come in and do this and play that role for you so that you can stop the pattern, break it, and step into your power. So it's all about coming in and we're all playing this role in each other's play. And so it's hard to look at it like that sometimes. And when I say, honor and bless them, they're doing a pretty darn good job at it. And it's hard to see that when we have these kind of roles that we play. But then if we can look at it like that and go, what am I supposed to be learning from this? What am I supposed to be doing? What are the dynamics here? What's my soul longing for here or needing? Or what do I need to do to say I'm sorry and get the forgiveness, because we've all been perpetrators as well as victims, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely have. So it is a fascinating journey. But the beauty of it, like you, Loren, is to awaken to it and see it. And look what it's done for you and for me and other people that have really looked at it and awakened from it and put our lives under magnifying glass and going, wow, we're totally different people, aren't we, than what we were just even a year ago.
Gosh, how about even 3 months ago?
Yeah, when we did our poverty consciousness thing.
Yes, and that was wonderful too, because, you know, psychic energetics, that's really something that is a tool that is pretty cool. And we can talk about this, because we did that was a long one, and it kept going. That was an almost 3-hour event, because it was just one of those things where we got to keep going. We got to keep going and keep doing it. But it's with this awareness of, oh gosh, we said it earlier, these programs. So then when we're driving, you know, it's kind of like, let's see, when we did our event in November, I think I had a birthday. And again, here's a holiday, birthdays and Christmas. Where the little victim girl in me, that wounded child, mm-hmm. wanted to come out. And you can instantly see, because of the work we did, it was very clear to see, there's that little person, there's that little feeling of doubt in some people, or in my case it was, oh, what about me? Acknowledgement was big in my... Acknowledgement is actually what really drove me to become a journalist, because of things in my life and my childhood. I'll show them. Uh-huh. And then now working with the work that I'm doing, that drive is not there anymore to be acknowledged, but more to like heal the other people that do that. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that when we start to do this work, it had like a continuing effect that unfolded over, I'd say it was probably short, within 60 days, and it just kind of popped. And you did a process, hopefully we can do that now, you did a process that was, you know, what if you have us ask that question. And so I did that, and I decided to play around with my bank account. And every time I would go to, you know, when we go to pay our bills, mm-hmm. or even to go look on our online banking, we look and we could say, gosh, I have to pay that bill. And I remembered what you said in the workshop. So it was like, okay, what if before we even go in and look at anything on our bank account, before we have to pay any bill, what if we go to log into that bank account, look out the window, and do what Dorian said? What if there were 2 or 3 more zeros behind the number in your bank account? Oh my goodness, that would be a couple $100,000. Wouldn't that be beautiful? So what is that feeling? And so believing it, like you said, just instantaneously connecting with that feeling that you took us through in that online healing retreat. The first time I did it, I turned back to look at, so what I did is I sit at my computer, punch in the numbers to my bank account, look out as it's coming up on my computer screen. I'm ignoring the usual feelings that would come up, and I'm connecting in with what I just said, you know, add those zeros. And I looked back at my bank account, and there was more in there than I had imagined. And so I just wish everyone could practice that and go forward with it every time with faith and commitment, because it works. And in January, I had my best month yet in acoustichealth.com because it was a focused commitment. Started out as a joke, not a joke, but playing around with it in fun. Okay, Dorian, I'll do it your way. Let's see what we can do.
What's the possibility?
What's the possibility? So I put that number out there and I exceeded the number.
That is fantastic. I love it. Thank you for that.
We can all do this. We can all do it.
Well, I'll tell you what. We need to go for a quick commercial break. So why don't we go into a really quick what is the possibility when we come back online?
Mm-hmm.
That might be a good thing. So let's just take a quick three-minute commercial. We're back in a few. And I'm going to use the language of light and psychic energetics to work with your fields tonight to clear old patterns and open up infinite possibilities. So why don't we do just that when we come back? So drink a little bit of water whenever we're doing some energy work. And we're going to talk a little bit more with Loren. And we'll be back in a few with All About You.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Considered an authority in the language of light, Dorian Light not only speaks the language, but provides spiritual counseling, energy healing, psychic energetics, and intuitive insights to groups and individuals from all walks of life. Friend her on Facebook at facebook.com/Dorian Light. Definitely visit her informative website at www.dorianlight.com and sign up to receive information for all of Dorian Light's upcoming events, healing sessions, and products. That's dorianlight.com. Experience the newly released second edition of Dorian Light's 68 Universal Activation Card Deck, a powerful tool for transforming your life. It's also available as an iPhone and Android app. Just released, Dorian's Sound of Light CD is a beautiful, high vibrational composition of the language of light and the transformational music of life in balance. Also, look for her new book coming soon. Visit Dorian's informative website at www.dorianlight.com. That's DorianLight.com.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to the Dorian Light Show, All About You. To reach Dorian Light or today's guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also contact Dorian directly at dorian@dorianlight.com. Now, more of All About You.
Welcome back to All About You. I'm Dorian Light, and I'm with my special guest, Loren Gailey of AcoustiHealth.com. And Loren and I were just talking during the break about resistance. Right, Loren?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And how if we can just let go of that resistance, how you can almost immediately have a shift. The light bulb can come on just by letting go of that resistance. I think you just had an aha moment, didn't you?
What resistance is, some people would be like, well, what is resistance?
Yeah.
And it's really old beliefs.
It is.
We were talking about being a rebel and, you know, it's just resistance, thinking, I want to do it my way. But then if we get rid of that, then more ways of doing things open up.
That's the truth.
Fear.
And then you were also saying, well, somebody else has already done it, then I don't even want to do it. But then we have to look at it this way, that we each have our own unique abilities and gifts and spin on things. So even if they're doing something that you have an idea about, your something is going to be different. It's going to be unique, and it's going to reach out to the people that resonate with you, just like whatever the other person's doing, it's going to resonate out to them. And I think this is where, you know, it makes me think about going back to decreeing and declaring. You know, we as you know, sparks of the divine having a human experience have forgotten that we have a right to decree and declare what is rightfully and divinely ours. You know, if we really could get into that and really believe when we declare and decree that everything that's rightfully and divinely mine flows to me with ease, grace, and joy, it would stop, I really believe, the resistance, and it would stop the competitiveness to know that everything that's divinely ours, we don't have to covet somebody else's idea or envy somebody else's work or wish we were, you know, we think better, you know, like them if their skills are better than ours, or the competition would be gone and that resistance, and we could just flow into who we are because we know that we're calling forth exactly what is divinely and rightfully ours. There's no reason for resistance.
Competitiveness, yes.
Yes.
You know, and this is our new world without competitiveness. So, Dorian, you know, we resonate together, and there's people that we know when we meet them, we can feel their energetic signature. And so, isn't it wonderful to think that we're building a world where there will be no competitiveness? It is a new way, and it's a new world. There's still some that kind of get all caught up in, even today, copyrights of things. Well, that's kind of clinging to the old and maybe a thought process of lack.
Yes, it's
of
lack.
Sharing, because if you look at it, if we take that on the flip side, we can see that the more people that know about us, the better, and that we're all, like we said, we all have a part to play. Even if there's 100 yoga instructors in a room, each one of those yoga instructors will bring a different experience.
Absolutely. Absolutely the truth. And that's why I really, you know, stress that decreeing, because the more you decree it, the more you start feeling it and know it. And that's why I don't like delineate between heart-minded and like-minded, but, you know, I think we're starting to see more of that heart-minded light worker versus the like-minded that still needs to run through the filters. And those are filters, like you said, belief systems of lack. There's not enough to go around for everyone, right? That old belief system that we've been taught, you know, you have to get out there and you have to work hard and you got to compete. I mean, look at how they've taught us to compete since we were children. And we've got this idea, this old belief system, that we have to keep doing that in order to be able to fulfill our needs, because we are limited there, and we're limited in our limitations, when really that's all an illusion. It's all a belief system. The universe is infinite, and this is where I go into stepping into infinite possibilities. We get in that box, and we think, oh, it has to look like A, B, C, D with a bottom and a lid on it. When the universe is going, hey, Dorian Loren, I've got triple A through triple Z, times a trillion of what could happen for you, what I have for you, my infinite love and supply for you, if you'll just get out of the box. So that's when we were talking about, you know, the mind, you know, we're in that belief system of mother, father, preacher, teacher, right? And we're taught that it's all, we're in our limitations, that everything's limited supply, where if you could just say what's a possibility, like you were doing over your finances, what it does is it tricks the brain. In other words, you know, we talked about this. I said, you know, some people don't even feel like there's a possibility that anything good could happen, right?
Yeah.
There's no possibility. So they can't even believe in the possibility. So the brain starts going, oh, what's the possibility of me putting an extra zero, you know, like you said, on your balance in your checking account? And the subconscious goes, I don't believe it. No way. I don't even believe there's a possibility.
Well,
right?
I do have to share a side note, though, before we get to our wonderful exercise. Because while I did that myself, my beloved husband, because of thought patterns and belief systems that I will take responsibility and share with him, that we started decades ago, we've been married 20 years, so yes, decades, but this is ironic because in my largest month that I'm just thankful for, because it also coincided with one of the greatest fears that could have come up, and it was my husband's car needing a repair of $6,500. So
that's a lot of money.
Both sides of the coin, the greatest that you can imagine and beyond, but yet here comes this bill. And then what was interesting is the thought process that followed. It wasn't the same anymore, Dorian. I caught myself going down the same patterns. How are you going to pay that? Oh, just go add on to the car loan. Mm-hmm. Or some of the old patterns of playing victim.
Mm-hmm.
And when I actually was having a chat with my husband, trying to console him, he felt defeated one day, just defeated because of this. I came in, don't feel defeated. Don't you know you created this? Well, that's kind of hard to say. He couldn't. How did I create this? He's able to understand a little bit better, but I can understand clearly. It is the thought patterns. It is the belief systems.
Right.
You know, these belief systems are like prison bars.
They are. They absolutely are prison bars.
From that.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was just interesting that it was both sides of this duality. So then my next lesson out of that, my next lesson was, can you let go and allow, can you break free of getting into debt? No, you're not going to go add on money to a car loan like that. That does not make sense. So it was, can we allow ourselves in love and joy, with love in our hearts, to face this in a new way? To talk to the bank and not yell and say and feel victim, but to take responsibility for everything in our finances. You know, getting out of credit card debt, all of it.
Yeah, and what about, you know, as you're speaking, the thought came to me because, you know, I talk a lot about gratitude. What about the gratitude that could come with it? That the fact is that you had such an exceptional month that at least the money was there. That if you, you know, there would be a possibility that you could take that extra money and pay for it. I don't know. But the gratitude that you have the extra as well is to compensate for what was going on the other side of the coin.
I'm in full gratitude for having the ability to write that check and send it off. I'm in full gratitude of, you know, I'm sure you've got other things that you want to do, like, okay, everyone wants to plan their family vacation, but I'm in full gratitude for the lesson on victimhood that it taught both me and my husband.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's my biggest gratitude. It's the lesson that was there is absolutely life-shifting because it really moved us out of a certain behavior pattern. Thought process, everything, all of it.
And the thought also comes too, is what would have happened if you had gone into what's the possibility that this can be paid off in, you know, in a really miraculous way. You know, sometimes I think we stop our miracles when we start these processes that we do. We go so far. And it's so funny, I talked to a lady one day and she said, you know, I was going, what's the possibility? And she said, I was walking along and I found a dollar bill on the sidewalk. And she goes, oh man, that's amazing. I never find money like, you know, some people find pennies. She goes, I didn't even find a penny ever. And I found a dollar bill. She goes, okay, so what's the possibility that I find something else today? And she went along and she literally found a $10 bill. So she said, oh my gosh, I couldn't believe it. She goes, I was just shocked. And then she said, what's the possibility? And she found an emerald stoned ring. Mm. And she went into, of course, the shops and everything. And, you know, here's my number. Please, if anybody, you know, finds. And this woman was really destitute. And she put it out to everybody she could think of. She put it even on Facebook. You know, if anybody could describe this ring, nobody claimed it. And so finally, after around a month, she went in and got the money from it. And she was saying, what's the possibility I can pay my rent? And she paid her rent with it. And she said, Dorian, what if I kept on going with what's the possibility? And I didn't. I stopped. And she says, I've often wondered what would have happened if I'd said, what's the possibility of something else? Because she said the universe was just answering my what's the possibilities right after lunch.
Wow, that should be our new mantra every day. What's the possibility? What's the possibility?
Yeah, because like I was saying earlier, even if you don't think there is, if you've been in such a negative vein of thinking and belief systems, what it does is after you've done it for a while, all of a sudden your subconscious goes, well, I don't believe there is. I don't believe there is. And all of a sudden it says, you know, Dorian's saying it so much, I'm starting to wonder if there really is a possibility. And all of a sudden they'll say, well, maybe there is a possibility. Maybe what she's saying, she's got something going on here. And then the brain goes, well, maybe I'll just open a little tiny crack in the wall here in my little monkey mind, and I'll allow there to be a possibility of a possibility. And it's just enough wiggle room for that possibility to start materializing. And then all of a sudden, there's your possibility, and it's starting to happen. It's just going to be amazing what happens. So it's almost like tricking the subconscious mind into, okay, maybe I'll go along with that.
Why not? What do we have to lose?
We don't. We really don't have anything to lose. And that can be for anything in your life. Really, seriously, anything in your life. And, you know, don't get discouraged with it. People do. But like I said, if we've been in a negative thought form, have not negative thought forms created all in our energy field, and we have those programs and patterns and loops and all those negative things we've been taught, not only from our own environment, but we're stuck in it in mass consciousness, because mass consciousness creates their own huge belief system that we get sucked into the minute we're born. Mm-hmm. You know, the belief in lack and decay and death and disease and, you know, poverty. And we just get sucked right into believing that it's the truth, when really it's all an illusion that we've created. It's just an illusion that we've created to operate with in this form of duality. So it's fun to play in, isn't it, though?
Yes, and you know, I'm just reminded of, you know, when you remember the honeymoon? Remember when you were on your honeymoon? I don't know about you, but boy, we got, like, talk about good luck. I mean, the Chinese even talk about it. Good luck honeymoon. Well, that's because, you know, what happened to us? We got upgraded to first class. We found a ring like you did when we were, like, hiking on a trail up in the mountains. We were given wine, all this fun stuff, upgrades on hotels. And that's because we were just in the flow, in the moment with each other.
Yeah.
And so that it just reminds me that, like, when we're having, when we're in a lot of joy, and
joy.
Even if it's, gosh, hard stuff going on, or if you're worried about something, if we could just step into something that makes us joyful as well, then we can see lots of things change. So, yeah, that's
absolutely that's,
it reminds me of the honeymoon. But I want to make sure that we have time to experience a little, step into infinite possibilities.
Oh, absolutely. Let's do it. All right, let's do it right now. I was going to do something a little different, but we're going to do it right now. All right, so everybody, close your eyes and let's take a deep breath. Now, everybody say after me in your mind or out loud, I give myself permission to do the work that I came here today to do. And I give Dorian permission to help me release what no longer serves me and to also bring in what does serve me. And so it is. All right, so the first thing I want to do with this is let's pick something that could be bothering you right now, like a problem or a thorn in your side, or you know, it could be a bill, it could be a situation, it could be a person. Now, I mean, we're not doing magic. We're not going to make somebody instantly disappear if they're being a pain, you know, in your life. That's not what this is about. But just think of something that go, wow, I'd really love to have that resolved. That would be really nice. That wouldn't be on my plate any longer. So just go in that space. So like, eh, doesn't feel so good, does it? But let's all of a sudden go, what is the possibility that this issue, this situation, this dynamics with that person, whatever it is, what if it could be just magically, amicably resolved? With just that ease, grace, and joy, that whatever it is could be really just resolved that quickly. What's the possibility? And what would it feel like if it was resolved? What would it feel like? Feel the ease, the freedom from the burden of it. It's like, yeah. That would be so great if we could just, like, this could be just resolved with ease, grace, and joy. And what is the possibility that there really is a possibility? There's always a possibility. Think outside the box. See, the universe has a gazillion ways to resolve something in your life for you. We only think that we only have a few, if we can even think of how to resolve it at all. But the universe has all these infinite answers to resolve whatever it is with that true ease, grace, and joy. Ah, what would it feel like? Pretty good. Pretty freeing. Now let's go into something that you've been wanting to create. Something you really wish for your life. What's the possibility? Just tell your monkey mind to hush. Okay, it's considered they're going, rah, 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 there's no possibility. There's always a possibility. You don't have to know. That's not your job. Your job is to step into the infinite realm of the possibility, to allow it to happen, to call on the trust, to call on the grace, and surrender to it happening. Surrender means to receive. It's the divine name for I divinely receive. It's not the white surrender flag like in the 3D world. So when you surrender, I surrender to receive infinite possibilities. And then your job is to stay in the realm of infinite possibilities while the universe and all the beings of light work very, very hard all around to bring it in. And I'm not saying you don't have to create some action here. But when you've done all that you can do, you let the universe lead you and guide you intuitively and do the rest. So what's that possibility? Ishonokais emamota anitist enist ayakeot dilenahus undi mikistomodatist imiti lananeket anatastambo kush undatondedit mis enikatsis. And so it is. Take a breath. Infinite possibilities. Oh, Lauren, we're running out of time again. Girl, it's always this way. So everybody, stay in that realm of infinite possibilities. And I just thank you so much for being here with me today.
I'm remembering to stay in the realm of infinite possibilities.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, Dorianne.
And, you know, I advise everybody, Lauren has an amazing, amazing platform. And, you know, contact her, go to her website at www.acoustichealth.com, get on her email list. She has powerful, powerful healing sessions and healers and teachers. And Lauren, I just honor and bless you for all you're doing on the planet for all of us and for humanity. And I just honor and bless you with my whole heart.
Oh, thank you. And I bow to you. And thank you, everyone out there as well. You guys are healers, and wow, together, this is getting fun as we change this world. Thank you, Dorianne. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. And so, everybody, don't forget now, this Sunday on Lauren's Healing Retreat, www.acoustichealth.com, 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard, 11 o'clock Pacific time, we're going to be stepping further into infinite possibilities with psychic energetics and language of light. So come join us. It's 2 hours. It's only $22, and it is going to be powerful what we're co-creating together.
Yes, you know, you're probably going to go 3 hours again, which there's no problem with that. But my goodness, for what you get for $22, that is incredible work with Dorianne Light. Thank you, Dorianne. And everyone, it's acoustichealth.com. Click on Online Healing Retreats. Thanks so much, Dorianne.
Thank you, Lauren. Much love and light. We'll see you Sunday.
We'll see you Sunday.
Okay. Now, everybody else, I want to tell you very quickly before we run out of time. I'm so excited. So we're getting all our registration and everything ready for the Goddess event. There's early registration going on. To register early, you can really be able to save some money. We're trying to make it very affordable. This is a live Goddess event. I am one of the things that I do on the planet, I'm an activator of the divine feminine energy. And the universe tried to get me to start doing this 3 years ago, and just people were not ready. So now the universe says, it's time. So it's going to be a live event, very powerful. And the thing I'm excited about is the Saturday night event is going to be in a very sacred outdoor temple, like a temple. It's really, they call it a chapel. And I have been instructed to bring forth these activations of the goddess power within us. Now, we love our brothers of the light, okay? So I'm sorry, guys, that, you know, this is not something for you to include right now, but we're going to have plenty of other things for you as well. But bring on that divine feminine energy. It's not just about the divine feminine. If someone gets activated in it, they can go and activate someone else and activate someone else and activate our brothers as well. And then it's about bringing in the divine masculine as well and the blending of the two to bring us back to true unity, consciousness, and unconditional love. This is what we need to bring our planet back, that unconditional love, that unity of the two energies working together, coming online within us. So I'm just really so excited. So go to the website, www.dorianlight.com. You're going to start seeing more and more information. Register early. There's going to be a limited seating capacity. So this is going to be so, so, so powerful, really powerful. So also real quick, stay tuned. I can't give you all my announcements, but there's going to be a lot more coming on with co-creating with Lauren and with other healers and with other great events and things coming on. And I've got something very powerful to launch coming soon. I'm going to be doing it this weekend, and I'll be announcing it next couple weeks. And I think you're going to be absolutely amazed at what the universe is bringing forth to help you heal, shift, and change your life. So until next week, my friends, remember to be in gratitude. Give yourself permission. Release that self-judgment and judgment of all others. Stay in the question, what's the possibility? Call on trust, call on grace and surrender. But first and foremost, love and respect yourself and all others as those magnificent sparks that you are of the divine, having a human experience called life. Many blessings of love and light. Thank you for joining us, and good night.
Thank you for joining All About You with host Dorian Light. Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. And remember, Dorian says, it's all about you.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the 7th Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit 7thWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.